the following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 1060 KGFX. You can also listen or watch this game online at drgnews.com. Now, here's David Burrell.
The broadcast of this playoff game has been authorized by special arrangement with the Board of Directors of the SDHSAA. It is the biggest night in a quite long time for Stanley County Buffalo basketball. It's been 14 years since they had a chance to play for the state tournament. But thanks to their 6A second round win at home over Chamberlain on Friday, they have the opportunity tonight to make the Class A boys state tournament for the first time in 25 years. It would be only the third trip in the history of the program. But waiting and in their way for a program that has seen this before. St. Thomas More's Cavaliers are going for their 14th state tournament appearance in the last 19 seasons. They're Class A boys basketball power. They've been ranked second in Class A all year. They're coming off a 39-point victory in their second-round playoff game at home over Custer. They have made the short trip. It's been a long trip for the Buffaloes. We are at Whitehead Auditorium at Douglas High School in Box Elder. For the first time, Stanley County is in the SODAC 16. It's the Stanley County Buffaloes and the St. Thomas More Cavaliers. You hear right now the Buffalo fans as the Buffs are back in the court for their final warm-up. A lot of people from Stanley County have made the trip here. Stanley County SODAC 16 basketball on 1060 103.1 KGFX is brought to you by Avera St. Mary's Hospital, Oahe Federal Credit Union, American Bank and Trust, Avera Orthopedics, Wagner Auto, the Stanley County Booster Club, Dunes Golf, Dakota Points Federal Credit Union, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, Ferning Electric, and Venture Communications. And these in-game sponsors help bring you Stanley County SODAC 16 basketball. Becky Possiba, State Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Martin Fort Pier, AgTegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber. They will bring you our player of the game and our post game. They also sponsor the video. Yes, you can see it. Yes, Mr. Menning made the trip here, too. You can see it at the KGFX page, at the DRG News app, and at drgnews.com. And Wagner Auto. They'll keep you on top of who's on top of tonight's game with the Wagner Auto scoreboard. Trinity Pearson is our studio coordinator. Happy belated birthday to her. Very glad to have you with us. What a night for Stanley County, 15-7. How will they handle this? This is a new situation. But remember, this is a team that is dominated by seniors. Seven, they wish there were eight. They wish Evan Nordstrom was playing. But seven seniors lead this team, including Lathan Prince, playing, of course, in his fifth season, starting for his fourth season. But there's Cormac Duffy, there's Gavin Irving coming off an excellent game on his home floor on Friday night. And they go against St. Thomas More, bit of a younger team last year, still made it to the state tournament, not where they wanted to be. They lost to the eventual champion Sioux Valley. They did finish in fifth after beating Chamberlain on the final day last year. It's a typically good, fundamentally sound, as you hear their fans cheer them as they come onto the court. St. Thomas More team, as they are led by a good shooter in the wing, Cade Kendall, and coach's son, Cade Hollenbeck, another wing. They have some size inside. Stanley County matches with up with them relatively decently, but a team that knows what this is about and a program that knows what this is about. How will Stanley County handle it? We're about to find out. This is the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame. Becky Potsdam State Farm Insurance and Pierre and Gregory, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. It's the SODAC 16. We are in Box Elder, and the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being part of the team. Reminds you to buckle up every trip, every time. Next on our Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame, our keys to success. And we'll visit with the veteran head coach of St. Thomas More, Dave Hollenbeck, when we return in 2 minutes. This is Stanley County SODAC 16 basketball on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pierre and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm. There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota high school sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play. Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in Central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
Is your truck or fleet insurance a one-size-fits-all approach? The commercial line agents at Fisher Rounds & Associates know that each company fleet, owner-operator, or ag producer has unique coverage needs. We understand all the risks and liabilities, so we can create a customized policy that ensures you are fully covered. We're at your service, at your side. Fisher Rounds & Associates, serving your truck insurance needs with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Watertown.
We are in Boxelder as we're continuing the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame, Stanley County, St. Thomas More in the boys Class A, SODAC 16. Let's begin our keys to success with Dave Hollenbeck, the head coach of the St. Thomas More Cavaliers. Congratulations on getting here again. When we saw you last year, you had a team that was made it to state. You had a good finish. You felt with a bit of a younger team. So I'm sure coming into this season, the expectations among your boys were pretty high.
Yeah, I appreciate you for having me on. We had a pretty solid year. We do have high expectations, and as you alluded to, we were a little disappointed last year that we didn't get further, but we also lost to a really good team, the eventual state champion, Sioux Falls Christian. But this crew did a lot of work in the off season, and now we're just down to that part of the schedule where it's win or go home. So we're going to have to perform well tonight against a good Stanley County team.
You've got a team that has played, typical for how your team plays. Solid. I know you've got to be very, very pleased with how your team has played defensively this season.
Yeah, we've been very solid defensively, and we've been fortunate to have a little bit of experience come back out on the perimeter, and those guys do a good job defending. So, tonight it's going to be a game of matchups, and we're going to have to control the point guard, obviously, from Stanley County. He's very good.
Dave Hollenbeck, the head coach of St. Thomas More, coming up, as apparently they're going to get it started a few minutes early on this year because the opening tip is just ahead. But when we come back, we'll hear a little from Stanley County head coach Max Foth on our keys to success. We'll do that when we return in 1 minute to Box Elder on the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame on 1060 103.1 KGFX.
Has this cold weather got you thinking about warm, sunny beaches? Or maybe you've been planning a family RV trip later this year. Whatever type of vacation or staycation you've been thinking about, let Oahe Federal Credit Union help. Right now, with Vacation Loan Special, borrow up to $4,400 at 4.5% APR for 45 months. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
Oahe Federal Credit Union.
Lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now's the time to refinance your vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%, plus no payments for 90 days. Meet the new friendly faces and great customer service at Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. North Garfield Avenue at the Northridge Plaza, complete with a convenient drive-thru lane too. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name, but we'll dig on you.
Back again, Doc Sellner on the Becky Brooks for State Farm pregame before the Stanley County Buffaloes meet St. Thomas More in the Class A Sudan 16, and our keys to success continue with head coach Max Foth. It was such an emotional night the other night, and your team, I thought, handled it really well. And now the main thing was to get past that right away, I'm sure, and get ahead of tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we had a great time at practice the day after, and, you know, we really soaked it all in and, you know, really cherished the accomplishment that we've accomplished this season. But we know we got another tough task in front of us, so hopefully we can come out right away and play our best basketball and play like we did the other night.
Max Foth, the head coach of the Stanley County Buffaloes. Sorry to make this so short, but they're going to get started on us pretty quickly. So let's get right into the Montana Dakota Utilities starting lineups for the Stanley County Buffaloes. 6'1 senior Lathan Prince, averaging 18 points a game. We'll give you other numbers as we move along. All seniors, of course, for Stanley County. 6'2 Cormac Duffy, 5'10 Gavin Irving, 5'10 Dason Titsy, and 6'5 Strand Scott. Starting lineups brought to you by Montana Dakota Utilities. In the community to serve, and St. Thomas More starting lineup in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
Montana Dakota Utilities slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
Of course, the head coach of the Stanley County Buffaloes in his seventh season, Damon Hoftieser, his assistant. Ethan Burnett starts on the point for St. Thomas More, originally from Phillip, by the way, 5'11 senior. Caleb Holliman coaches son, 12.4 points a game. He is the 6'2 junior. Their leading scorer is Kate Candlewin, the 6' senior, 16.2 a game. Some size in the post with Ian Cluley, the 6'6 senior at 8.3 a game, and Jordan Euler, the 6'5 sophomore, 5.7 points a game. Dave Hollenbeck in his 26th season is the head coach of the Cavaliers, 476 wins, 139 losses, 4 state championships, and 9 other state tournament appearances. His assistants, Scott Donnelly, Ryan Messick, Mitch Slusarski, Bill Whitney, and Tony Young. The Law on the Court is brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Back in 30 seconds to Fox Elder here on KGFX.
With more and more people being at home, chances are you'll access a social media site to stay in touch with family and friends. Before you do this, please check your privacy settings to ensure you're being the safest you can be. For step-by-step instructions on how to check and change your privacy settings for Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and the like, go to consumer.sd.gov. With questions, contact South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1986, or email consumerhelp@state.sd.us.
Congratulations to the officials selected to work this game, brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection. Starting lineups are in. Ball on the court's in. Now let's get it going. Time for the Linz Dakota Martin 4 Pier opening tip. Back with it after this from Linz Dakota Martin, 30 seconds on KGFX.
Welcome to Linz Dakota Martin 4 Pier. Check out their selection in the meat, produce, and deli department. The freshest and best quality in the area. Check out their hardware department as well as the rest of the store. Don't see what you need? Just ask. Their friendly staff is more than happy to help in any way possible. For any gathering, large or small, Linz Dakota Mart is there for you. Special orders and requests too. Smart grocery shopping takes a little TLC. Linz Dakota Mart in Fort Pierre. Thrifty, local, convenient.
We're ready. Stanley County in purple, St. Thomas More in white. As you're watching on the KGFXA page, Stanley County will shoot at the bucket to your right in this first half. Ian Cluley, the jump center against Strand Scott. Stanley County's in the Sodak 16 for the first time trying to make it to state for the first time in 25 years. St. Thomas More trying to make it for the fourth year in a row. County 2020, when there wasn't a tournament. Tipped by St. Thomas More. Candlin had it. Now it's Ethan Burnett on the right wing for Jordan Euler. Handing it to Cabe Hollenbeck. Lob in the lane for a missed layup by Cluley and rebounded by Stanley County's Cormac Duffy. Well, they set it up right, but the layup wouldn't fall. Now let's see how much Stanley County works the shot clock. Oh, here is a pass that went off Irving, then went off Hollenbeck, then went back off Irving. It's a Stanley County turnover on their first possession. Again, our apologies. We have no idea they were going to start early on us, but they did. On the left wing, it is Burnett. Baseline actually hit the glass. Turnaround, handle and grabbed it, counted with a foul. Little half hook left of the lane. And Candlin has the first two of the game for St. Thomas More. Strand Scott with his first foul. That's going to be so vital, of course, to keep the important guys for Stanley County out of foul trouble. Candlin completes the three-point play and makes it 3-0. St. Thomas More, 7:15 first quarter here in Douglas. Gavin Irving for Stanley County. Stopped his dribble, handed to Prince. And out there on him is Candlin. Brings it into the right corner to Duffy. 15 on the shot clock. As Cormac to the pivot for Irving. Drop step in the lane. Rolls in, or Prince it is, from 9. Layton Prince with his first two. 3-2. More, 6:45 first quarter. Caleb Hollenbeck between the rings, Ian Cluley. Right wing, it's Ethan Burnett. Starts a left-hand dribble, Prince to guard him. Around Lathan to the lane. Stops, puts up a jumper from 9. Didn't fall. Rebound tip, came back to Burnett. Second opportunity for St. Thomas More. Burnett sets it up again. Right elbow of the lane, Euler. Bounce middle of the lane, turnaround hook. Good with a foul by Cluley. I believe that'll count. Or will it not? Well, they're going to say it's before the shot. That shot does not count, but it is the second Stanley County foul, and it's also the second on Strand Scott. So Caden Heason's in form. The bucket did not count. It's still 3-2 More. Burnett in the left corner. Top of the left wing for Candlin. Up top to Hollenbeck. Right wing in front of the Stanley County bench, Burnett uses a screen. Prince to guard him. Right elbow the lane, Euler again. Playing a medium post to Burnett. Left wing Candlin. An open three is off the back rim. Tipped out of bounds by St. Thomas More. So Stanley County will have the basketball. And St. Thomas More has had good looks already. Just the one bucket so far. Irving in the backcourt facing Candlin's pressure. Gavin, as he did the other night, wearing a lime green sneaker on the left foot, and a turquoise one on the right, but now he throws the pass away out of bounds, the second Stanley County turnover. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, 1060 KGFX Pier, rebroadcasting on K276 GT 103.1 FM Fort Pier, buzz driving as drunk driving. Burnett for St. Thomas More leads 3-2, 5:40 first quarter. Cluley, right wing on the angle, outside the arc. Ian hands it back to Burnett. Prince to guard him. Now in a switch, he's on Hollenbeck. Up top to Euler. 15 on the shot clock for the Moore Cavaliers. Handed to Cluley, the Stanley County students. You can hear them just off to our left. Burnett with a hand to Hollenbeck, down to 6 to shoot. Caleb, turn around, 4. Prince trying to front him. Handed to Candlin, 3 with 2 on the timer. Off the back rim and rebounded by Jason Fitzy. So Moore works the shot clock all the way down, and they've only had one of their first 5 shots. Prince on right wing for Stanley County, down 3-2, 3 minutes into the game. Jason Titsy, again to Prince on right wing, trying to drive on Burnett. In the lane, just fell down, but it still came to Duffy, a break for Stanley County. Mercy to Irving. Hard ball by Prince, but he's back up. 7 on the shot clock. Prince, top of the circle. Left lane line. Little runner, missed everything short. Rebounded by Kate Candle, and he had to put the shot up. Pass break, but intercepted by Prince in a good play. First turnover on St. Thomas More. Stanley County with another chance to grab the lead. 4:25 in the first. 3-2. St. Thomas Morley, one field goal for each side so far. Prince to Irving, right in front of Dave Hollenbeck. And a timeout, and that checker timeout of 30, called here by head coach Max Foth of Stanley County, will also take 30. 4:17 first quarter, St. Thomas More 3, Stanley County 2, back in 30 seconds on KGFX.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Folks, I'm telling you, a lot of students have come here from Fort Pierre, a lot of other fans too. But a student section just off to our left is taking up a whole section. 18 to shoot as Prince inbounds. 3-2 Thomas, St. Thomas More. 4:15 first quarter. Prince pushed. Burnett over. Offensive foul on Lathan. His first and the third team foul and the third Stanley County turnover. They're 1-for-2 shooting. St. Thomas More 1-for-5. Steps down the floor, only 2 shots. Max do a little lobby, but St. Thomas More has it back up 3-2. 4:04, first quarter. St. Thomas More, and I'm sorry for our technical problems, but St. Thomas More has now opened up an 11-2 lead with 1:04 left in the first quarter. And a big development while, unfortunately, we were away. A shot is missed here by Cormac Duffy and rebounded by Will Green, who's into the game for St. Thomas More. A left wing three is good by Hollenbeck, and this one may be getting away from the Buffaloes early. They're down 14-2, 40 seconds to go in the first quarter. Lathan Prince picked up a foul, didn't like it, got a technical foul. He had already had one foul, you may remember, so now he has 3. Irving with a drive in the lane. It didn't fall, and it's rebounded by Hollenbeck. But Irving stole it away and laid it in. First points since that early bucket by Prince. 16 seconds in the first, 14-4, St. Thomas More leading Stanley County. Will Green, 9 seconds. Green with 8. Left baseline, Euler with 6. Back to Green, right elbow of the lane. Euler, right baseline, jumper off the rim from 10. Follow is missing by Cluley at the end of the first quarter. Well, it was close for a while, but it's not at the moment. St. Thomas More has opened up a 10-point lead over Stanley County at 14-4. On the Wegner Auto scoreboard, Wegner Auto the one place to go. Back to Douglas High School in 1 minute, 1060, 103.1, KGFX.
Has this cold weather got you thinking about warm, sunny beaches? Or maybe you've been planning a family RV trip later this year. Whatever type of vacation or staycation you've been thinking about, let Owyhee Federal Credit Union help. Right now, with Vacation Loan Special, borrow up to $4,400 at 4.5% APR for 45 months. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pierre.
Owyhee Federal Credit Union.
Wegner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WegnerAuto.com. Experience the Wegner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wegner Auto Company in Pierre.
Our sincere apologies for the technical problems. Anything else I say wouldn't be worth it. 14-4, St. Thomas More. We start the second quarter. Matthew Larson has come into the St. Thomas More lineup now. Larson is a 6-foot junior. Big run, but St. Thomas More in front. Entry pass knocked out of bounds by Stanley County. But we wondered how would Stanley County handle it, and the frustration got to Lathan Prince. He is back on the floor. There's no choice now, really. Cluley with a left wing three is missing. Gavin Irving rebounds it for Stanley County. So, again, the big scoring, not in Stanley County's favor, is that Lathan Prince has three fouls. He stops 17-footer left side short. Duffy with an offensive board and brings it back to the point to Gavin Irving. Handed to Duffy again. Underway in the second quarter. Stanley County in a hole, down 10. Duffy stops right of the lane, shoots over Hollenbeck and hits. Cormac Duffy with his first two. 14-6 St. Thomas. More a minute into the second quarter here in Box Elder. We're at Douglas High School. Bounce to Matthew Larson. Foul away from that. Cormac Duffy has his hands in his face, but it's not on him. It's on Strand Scott, and that is his third. 16 fouls on Stanley County. It's Scott with three and Prince with three. And Brock Zeeb is in for him. And Max Foth continues to lobby. He is frustrated, this Stanley County team, which came in with a pretty good mindset, not tense at all in the warm-up. I don't know if we can say that anymore. They're a frustrated team. But St. Thomas More is playing well, too. Matthew Larson with a bounce to Ethan Burnett. Stops in the lane with a double team. He's fouled. Good drive by Larson. Both Zeeb and Duffy were there. It's going to be Brock Zeeb's foul. His first team foul, number 7. But in the act of shooting, Ethan Burnett will have two free throws. Dave Hollenbeck took over this St. Thomas More program in the fall of 1996. First free throw good. 26 seasons. What a record. 476 victories. Burnett with one more to make it a 10-point lead again. He's good. 16-6 St. Thomas More. Kate Candlin back in for Caleb Hollenbeck. Stanley County with it. Here's their five. Cormac Duffy, along with Lathan Prince, Jason Titsy, Brock Zeeb, and Gavin Irving. Ethan Burnett, Kate Candlin, Matthew Larson, who nearly made a steal, Will Green, and Jordan Euler, the five on the floor for St. Thomas More. It's a bounce to Lathan Prince. Pass Burnett, little bump, and a foul is called on St. Thomas More. Now on Burnett, his first, and that is the third team foul of the first half on St. Thomas More. He leads 16-6. Will Green had a three, and Cluley had a three, while we were unfortunately away for a moment, but thank you for sticking with us. Here is a drive to the lane, just lost by Gavin Irving. It was tipped out of bounds by St. Thomas More. That's why he lost it. And with 24 still in the shot clock, Titsy will inbound to the bucket to our right baseline. Again, it's up to the Buffaloes here just to keep their cool. Don't continue to be frustrated. This means a lot to Lathan Prince, but he did lose his cool a little bit a while ago. To Cormac Duffy, right corner for a three by Irving. That's off the rim. Zeeb kept the rebound alive, but it's short by Irving. And the rebound to Jordan Euler to St. Thomas More. And Kate Candlin with him in the front corner of the right wing, and he is fouled. Another Stanley County foul. This one's on Jason Titsy, his first. But the team foul total for the Buffs is now up to 8, still with 5:48 to go in the first half. Candlin made a free throw earlier. Their leading scorer in the front end, the back end of a three-point play. This time he hits the front end. I'm a 1-1. Stanley County SODEC 16 basketball on KGFX, brought to you by Avera St. Mary's Hospital, Oahu Federal Credit Union, American Bank and Trust, and Avera Orthopedics. They're both good for Candlin. He has five. 18-6, St. Thomas More. 5:44, first half. Paul Burnett nearly stripped it out of his hand. And then it did go off Stanley County and out of bounds. And Moore is just denying passes now. And this is a team that, this is what they do. Put their hands in passing lanes and frustrate you. And they don't foul very much. Will Green on the right wing for Ethan Burnett. Matched up by Stanley County. They're trying to force the wings out into the left corner for Candlin. At the point for Green. Left elbow all the way. Fortune in the shot clock. He dropped it. And Gavin Irving picked it up for Stanley County. Again, you hear those students just off to our left. They're still in full voice, but Stanley County needs a run. They're down 12. Prince left wing. Again, he has three fouls. Scott with three on the bench. Right corner, Tipsy. Mid wing, a three. He's good. Jason Tipsy has the first made three for Stanley County. 18-9, St. Thomas More. 4:50 to go in the first half. Green for Burnett. Back again to Will Green. Middle of the wing, Candolin. Cross court. The skip to Burnett. At 4:39 and a half. Skip it again, this time right side. Green, an open three. Short off the front rim, but Euler had position on the rebound, then lost the ball. Jason Tipsy picked it up. Stanley County now down nine. There was another stop that the Buffs needed. Prince in front of the Moore bench on left wing. Stop, 16-footer left side, halfway down and out, rebounded by Euler. Moore halfway down with that shot and didn't stay down. Moore with it back. Will Green. Right wing for Ethan Burnett. Again to Green. Left of the lane, Candle, and knocked down. Late whistle. Gavin Irving doesn't like the call because it's on him. His first, and that is nine team fouls on Stanley County with 3:59 to go in the first half. Candolin, who's 3 of 3 at the line, has the last one and one. Nope, they're going to say two shots. They're going to say it was in the act of shooting. First one by Candolin. Good. 19-9 for St. Thomas More. Zeeb out. Caden Heason in. Cable Hollenbeck and Ian Cluley are back into the St. Thomas More lineup. Candolin will shoot one more to make it an 11-point lead. He's good. Longest lead for St. Thomas, 4-12. It's 11 right now at 20-9. 3:58 first half. Three-quarter court pressure as Hollenbeck is right up on Prince. Nearly dropped it. Now that's a backcourt violation. He had taken a step into the front court, lost the ball and picked it back up. That's a violation, and it's St. Thomas More ball. And I think it's fair to say that Stanley County is still a little bit unnerved at the moment. Will Green. The one big run has made the difference. Will Green for St. Thomas More. At the point, left elbow of the lane is Matthew Larson. Bounce to Green, right elbow of the lane. Taken away. Took by Irving, taken by Prince. Behind the back dribble, drives off the glass, missing, but knocked out of bounds by St. Thomas More. Fancy play with a behind-the-back dribble, but it was a good play to keep it away from the defender. Ethan Burnett back in for St. Thomas More, replacing Will Green. 3:25, first half. St. Thomas More 20, Stanley County 9, Class A Boys Sodak 16 game here in Box Elder. Prince, left elbow of the lane, over Burnett, no good. Clearly the rebound. Stanley County fans wanted a foul, but none forthcoming and none was deserved. Here is a jumper in the lane. A faker by Burnett is good. Ethan Burnett has four. Now here's the longest lead for St. Thomas More. 22-9 with 3 minutes and 3 seconds to go in the first half in Box Elder. Prince, and away from all that, Stanley County head coach Max Foth wants another Actegrit timeout. And he will take a full timeout. We'll take a minute too. 2:58 first half. St. Thomas More 22, Stanley County 9. Back in 1 minute on KGFX.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Your cancer care should be as unique as you are. At Avera Breast Center, our team of experts create a treatment plan that will work best for your type of cancer, using the latest screening, radiation, and surgical techniques. you also have access to holistic approaches to help with side effects and a 24/7 call center for answers to your cancer questions when you need them. Learn more at avera.org/breast or by calling 855-697-2592.
And the key for Stanley County, keep the focus and try to work their way back in it, try to get some defensive stops. They have the ball now, down 22-9 to St. Thomas More in the Sodex 16 game. 2:58 first half. Titsy into Cormac Duffy, right of the lane. Turns around, shoots over Hollenbeck off glass and missing. And Kate Candle and rebounds for St. Thomas More. To Burnett. And a patient Moore team that likes to run the clock down like Stanley County does. They're working inside and getting fouls called. Bounce on the baseline for a layup by Cluley. Great feed by Burnett. Cluley with six, 24-9 for St. Thomas More. 2:27 remains in the first half as the Cavaliers extend their longest lead of the game. 19-2. Their only losses have been to number one teams. Dakota Valley in Class A and DeSmet in Class B. Prince into the layer, Duffy it is, for a Prince three. Left wing missed everything and rebounded by Candlin. Maybe a rough shot. Front court Hollenbeck, right wing. Cluley turns around. Pass Duffy. Too hard over the rim. Foul on St. Thomas More's Matthew Larson trying to gain position for that rebound. Larson's first, the fourth team foul. Brock Zeeb is back in for Jason Titsy for Stanley County. Who's Fiber, Lathan Prince, Cormac Duffy, Brock Zeeb, Gavin Irving, and Caden Heason. Ethan Burnett, Caleb Hollenbeck, Will Green, Ian Cluley, and Jordan Euler are the five on the floor for St. Thomas More. Baseline drive, left side, a little floater by Prince is good, just his second bucket. Played a long time with three fouls, 24-11 St. Thomas More. They're quickly in the front court. Green on the right block, backs it out to the right elbow of the lane. Handed to Hollenbeck, right in front of the Stanley County bench. 90 seconds left first half. Right wing Green, an open three off the back rim, long rebound, right back to Will Green. To Burnett, now on the left wing for Hollenbeck. Burnett. Hollenbeck in the left corner now for a three. That missed everything, but Green with another offensive rebound. A third opportunity for the Cavaliers of St. Thomas More. Into the lane, Green with a drive. Off the hand of Euler, but off of Gavin Irving of Stanley County. Last and out of bounds. St. Thomas More will inbound with 16 on the shot clock. Right sideline near the left part of the bench and right near Max Foth. Inbound to a turnaround by Euler in the lane. That's good. Jordan Euler's second bucket. 26-11. St. Thomas More back to their 15-point lead. 51 seconds left in the first half. Close early, but a big run in the first quarter has put St. Thomas More well in control of this one. Irving, left of the lane, stops in the left corner. Open, so fires a three that missed everything, but Brock Zeeb with an offensive board in the middle of a double team walk. Again, Stanley County appears to be rushing shots or forcing them. Irving might have done it right there. Jason Titsy last in for Lathan Prince back in. 33.3 left in the first half. As Thomas More will inbound, I think Max Foltz just got a warning from the official. And Max Foltz has been talking to that same official for a while. 23 seconds in the first half. Shot clock is off. Burnett standing in the center circle with the Douglas Patriots logo here in Box Elder. Still on the left-hand dribble with 14 seconds. Now with 13, he's still dribbling. He's still dribbling with 10, now hands it to Euler. 8 seconds, a handoff to Hollenbeck, offensive foul for a moving screen. And that is, I believe, Hollenbeck. Nope, pardon me, Ian Cluley. His first team foul, number 5, down to 7.4 and a half. Stanley County trailing 26-11. It's been a frustrating first half. It's into Prince. Driving over net, 5 seconds to the timeline. 4, 3, to the lane. Drive, scoop. Offensive foul is his fourth. And Gavin Irving will come in for him. And if Stanley County can't come back, this is not what Lathan Prince wanted to have happen in his last game of what's been a tremendous career. And he is frustrated. A key from backcourt is short. St. Thomas More in control against a very frustrated Stanley County Buffalo team at the half. On the Wagner Auto scoreboard, St. Thomas More 26, Stanley County 11. Wagner Auto in Pierre. Well, they are South Dakota's oldest auto dealer. They've been around since 1907. The CHS River Points halftime report comes next. We'll get that going from Box Elder in 3 minutes. This is Stanley County SODAC 16 basketball on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
You ask, we listen. CHS River Plains now has grain marketing at the farm gate. Barb Gorjewski and Jason Uecker are hitting the country providing grain buying services where it's convenient for you. So whether you prefer to call and talk to our grain marketers or have the origination team come to you, we'll be there. We can help build a marketing plan, execute a current plan, and help decide when it's the best time and way to sell your crop so it's right for your operation and your bottom line. CHS River Plains, making it as convenient as possible to build a successful marketing plan for your specific needs.
Attention all sports fans, get ready to show off your Peer Gov spirit. Hi, this is Amy Parsons with American Bank and Trust in Peer. Contact me to get your Governor's Spirit card today. Every time you make a purchase with your custom green and white debit card, American Bank and Trust will donate money back to the Peer School District. Spirit card funds have helped purchase items such as a climbing rock wall, transit bus passes, and wobble seats. American Bank and Trust, proud supporter of the Peer Governors and member FDIC.
Each South Dakota farmer operates differently, and that means that ag insurance should be as unique as every farmer in the field. Fisher Rounds and Associates gets to know you and your operation before we find a policy. That way, we can make sure you have the coverage you need. Contact Fisher Rounds and Associates and see what it means to have us at your service and at your side. Fisher Rounds and Associates, serving South Dakota farmers with offices in Pierre, Mitchell, Watertown, Sioux Falls, and Rapid City.
Now is the time to lock in 2021 membership rates at Dunes Golf in Fort Pierre. That's right. Purchase your golf membership for the 2022 summer at 2021 rates when you pay with cash or check by March 15th. For more details, call Cullen at 605-222-3867 or go to golfdunes.com. 2022 rates will be announced March 15th. And how do you like to golf for free? Talk to Cullen about a part-time job as a golf attendant in the clubhouse. Dunes Golf, 1 mile north of Fort Pierre on Highway 1806.
The Stanley County Booster Club invites any and all adults wanting to show support for the students of Stanley County to join them. They support all student events and activities and meet the first Friday of each month at 6:30 p.m. The Booster Club encourages you to help the Stanley County National Honor Society collect Dakota Mart receipts as a fundraiser. There's a collection box at the high school for receipts. Thank you for your participation from Stanley County Booster Club. Proud to be SC.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
Gaius AAC 3. And let me get out of this. I'll be back with you in a minute. Halftime in Douglas at Box Elder High School. Box Elder at Douglas High School. That's what I meant. St. Thomas More is on top of Stanley County in this Class A SODAC 16 game by a score of 26-11. I'm David Pearl. Our studio coordinator is Trinity Pearson. Brian Manning handling the video. Our apologies for that, but Brian unfortunately ran into the same problem that we did of our internet, but we thought was reliable, turned out not to be. But we will try to make it better. We can give you first half scoring. I would like to give you the stats we normally do, but got a little disrupted. Anyway, St. Thomas, you don't want to hear about that. St. Thomas 4 with balanced scoring. 7 from Kate Candle and 6 points from Ian Cluley. Will Green had 5. Ethan Burnett and Jordan Euler with 4. Nathan Prince only 4, but serious foul trouble for the senior. He has 4 fouls. Jason Titsy with 3. Cormac Duffy and Gavin Irving each have 2. And again, the turning point in this game came when, in the middle of a St. Thomas More run, a frustrated Lathan Prince was called for a second offensive foul, then got a technical, then late in the first half, he got called for another offensive foul. So he will start the second half with 4 fouls. Strand Scott also in foul trouble with 3. Stanley County's just in trouble anyway, struggling tonight. But St. Thomas More, hey, credit to them. They're playing very, very well, and they lead 26-11. Dakota Valley, the top seed in the Sodak 16, leading Madison 33-22 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Flandreau, the fourth seed, being given all they want by the 13th seed Clark Willow Lake. They're 18-all at the half. Seventh seed Sioux Valley, the defending state tournament team from a year ago, defeated Hanson by a score of 64-34. Hey, why don't we tell you about Class B? Because there are a couple of teams, a few in the area, trying to make state, and one has. The Potter County Battlers win again, 78-47. No problem with Ethan tonight. And the Battlers, who couldn't make the state tournament last year, they do this year. Coverage next week from the BN Aberdeen of Potter County on KMLO. Unfortunately, the Lyman Raiders do not make it as they fall to Aberdeen Christian tonight, 64-46 at the Huron Arena. But White River and Lower Brule look to be in good shape both to make state again. Lower Brule Sioux leading Viber Gurley 57-40 with 7 minutes left. And White River all over Harding County 65-39 with 7 minutes to play. Platte Geddes is trailing Wabe Summit 45-36 with 4 minutes left. Stanley County coming back on the floor, trying to do what they can to make this closer, but they're down 15 at the half in this Sodak 16 game to St. Thomas More. Again, the halftime score is St. Thomas More 26, Stanley County 11. A 2 minute break, then we'll come back with the second half here from Box Elder. This is Stanley County Sodak 16 basketball. Back in 2 minutes on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
It's pretty obvious the world is moving faster than ever, and that means my health sometimes takes a back seat. Pressing pause on life to call for an appointment, shuffle my afternoon schedule, drive across town for a doctor's appointment sometimes feels impossible. My day just got better because I'm feeling better with the help of Avera Now. I can use my mobile device or computer for an online video visit that allows me to see a provider for urgent care conditions 24/7. Technology that fits my life with the quality health care of Avera. Learn how to begin at avera.org/now.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in South Dakota so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Lower your payment with great rates from Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Now's the time to refinance your vehicle with rates as low as 2.3%, plus no payments for 90 days. Meet the new friendly faces and great customer service at Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. North Garfield Avenue at the Northridge Plaza, complete with a convenient drive-thru lane too. Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union. Member NCUA.
We're small enough to know your name.
Oahe Federal Credit Union's recreational loan special is in full swing. With rates as low as 2.25% APR and terms as long as 15 years, now is your chance to get into that new or used boat, jet ski, camper, motorcycle, UTV, or ATV you've been dreaming about. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier and let the girls at Oahe Federal Credit Union make that dream a reality.
Oahe Federal Credit Union.
We'll
St. Thomas More, playing well, feeling pretty good. Stanley County struggling and not feeling very good. St. Thomas More, 26-11. They lead Stanley County at the halftime of this SODEC 16 game in Class A here in Douglas High School in Box Elder. I'm David Verl, Trinity Pearson, our studio coordinator. Brian Menning taking care of the video. And again, our apologies for our problems, but I think we're going to be all right now on both ends and see if Stanley County can work their way back into this game. But again, there were points in the first half where, frankly, the frustration got a little bit better of them. Whenever you may think about the officiating, you can't let it get to you. And there were a couple of times in the first half that the Buffs did. By the way, some of you may have the question, why in the world is this game so close to St. Thomas More? Well, that's not the issue. The issue is that, and it's not really an issue, in the SODEC 16, schools make bids to host these games. And this was a tough neutral site to try to decide. It just happened that this one, Box Elder, was what was available. So that's why the game is here. Buffaloes didn't worry about that. They didn't care where they had to play. They would have played it on the moon if they wanted to. But now they want to play better in this second half as they're down 15. And they'll have the ball to start the second half with their starting five of Lathan Prince, Cormac Duffy, Gavin Irving, Dayson Titsy, and Strand Scott. And remember, Scott has three fouls. Brock Zeeb is starting for Lathan Prince. Prince is not in there, and as we say, Prince has four fouls. Ethan Burnett, Kayla Hollenbeck, Kate Candlin, Ian Cluley, and Jordan Euler, the starting five, back out there for St. Thomas More. Batted away from Zeeb, but back into the backcourt and picked up by Dayson Titsy. Again, Lathan Prince starts the second half on the bench, and now leading into Titsy is Caleb Hollenbeck. That's his first team foul of the second half. Just 26 seconds in, gives Stanley County a new shot clock. Right corner, Irving, spinning on Burnett, head fake on him, fall away, jumper right baseline, missing, Zeeb all alone for the rebound. And down low, trying to take it away is Euler. And Zeeb shuffled his feet. That was surprising to see Zeeb all alone for that rebound. Candlin and Euler had gone the other way, thinking the ball was going to go through the hoop. Nowhere close to it, but it worked out for St. Thomas More anyway. He still leads 26-11, 7-18 third quarter. Euler right elbow of the way to Burnett, left elbow. Jumper from 16 is no good. Rebound tip. Scott trying to save it. Behind the back, he does rather neatly to Gavin Irving. So Cormac Duffy running the show here again with Prince still on the bench. For Zeeb, a left angle three is off the rim. Scott trying to grab a rebound, but he couldn't hang on. It's out of bounds to St. Thomas More. Lathan Prince leading the cheers on the bench. He's out for now. And again, the reason he is because he picked up four first half fouls. Burnett to Euler for St. Thomas More. Handed to Ian Cluley for Burnett, left angle beyond the arc. No scoring yet in the second half. Lob inside for Cluley. Good pass through a double team. Laid it up, missed it. Rebounded Zeeb for Stanley County. Nope, the stops are good for Stanley County, but they need to start making buckets while having those stops. They're down 15. Nobody scored in the second half, and a minute 35 have been played. Zeeb with a pass didn't make it to its target. Ian Cluley picked it up instead, stepped right in front of Scott. Right wing Burnett. Right of the lane, handed in the lane for Cluley. For a fadeaway right side of the lane, that's good by Candlin. Kate Candlin up to nine, their leading scorer at 16 a game. 28-11, St. Thomas More, about 2 minutes into the third quarter. Longest lead for the Cavaliers is 17 as they go for their 20th win. And they've had several of those. Four state championships with Dave Hollenbeck as head coach and nine other state tournament appearances. And yes, that does count the state tournament that was never played in 2020. Duffy lobbed it to Titsy. Stops right angle of the lane. Eight on the shot clock. Foul as Scott got knocked over. And still a little frustrated, even as he was. Are they going to call it on Strand? He was the one who hit the floor. He was tangling with Burnett. And yep, they call it on Strand Scott, and that is his fourth personal foul. This is dire foul trouble for Stanley County. Caden Heason is in. Max Folt can't believe it, but St. Thomas More has the ball. Burnett for Jordan Euler. Three and Cluely. Tackling on the angle, hand it back to Burnett again. Using a screen by Euler, 13-footer right on the way, left it short, gained his own rebound. Left wing to Hollenbeck, three, good. Hustle there by Burnett, saw his shot was going to go short, ran and gained his own rebound. The St. Thomas More lead is 20. 31-11, Stanley County still looking for their 4 points of the half, 5:09 third quarter. And a timeout by Stanley County head coach Max Folt. An Integra timeout, and it may be a lost cause for the Buffaloes. He'll take 30, and so will we. 5:07 in the third, St. Thomas More 31, Stanley County 11. Back in 30 seconds here on KGFX.
With Venture Communications Advanced Fiber Internet, you have access to the internet speeds you need for the best online experiences with ultra-fast download and upload speeds, all at affordable rates. Offering solutions for home office networks, extremely heavy home usage, work-from-home households, and heavy streaming or gaming. With all equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 852-2224, or online at www.venturecom.net.
Can I say it may be a lost cause for Stanley County, and there's a lot of time left, I know, but Lathan Prince is back on the floor, but he's playing with four fouls. Strand Scott has four fouls, and the frustration is just continued. Stanley County just has to settle down right here. Titsy is into Prince. 5:03 in the third. Stanley County hasn't scored in the second half. They're now down 20 to St. Thomas More, 31-11. Duffy, right wing, Fern Irving, three in front of the bench. That's off the rim and rebounded by Ian Cluley for Moore. Right wing for Kate Kando and stops in the lane for nine. Hit it. Another double-figure scoring game for Kando, and he's had a lot of those this season. He's up to 11. 33-11, St. Thomas More. 4:38, third quarter. Duffy. Prince middle on the left wing, trying to drive on Green. Stops baseline from 17. That misses. Rebounded Kate Candlin for Moore. Down floor, pass, intercepted. Good play by Jason Titsy. Nearly not taken away Irving for a lob on the baseline to Prince. He's bumped by Will Green of St. Thomas More for his first foul. And Prince will have a couple of free throws. And these will be the first free throws of the game for Stanley County. Prince, of course, throughout his career has been such a great foul shooter. He's 81% this year, 104 of 128, and rolls in the first for Stanley County's first point of the second half. 33-12, St. Thomas More, 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Stanley County Sodex 16 basketball brought to you by Wegner Auto, the Stanley County Booster Club, and Dunes Golf. Prince hit the second as well. He's up to six. 33-13, four more. 4:16 in the third. Will Green at the point, guarded by Prince. And fake, hands it to Euler. Stops, bounce back to Green for a foul line jumper. That's good. Will Green has seven off the bench. Moore will gladly trade buckets now. They lead Stanley County 35-13, 3:55 in the third. Prince on the right wing to Zeeb will be an important player for this team for the next couple of years. To Prince, left corner for Gavin Irving. Cradled it, banked it, missed it. Rebound tip came to Duffy in the lane. 13-footer off the offensive board. That missed too. Rebounded by Cluley for Moore. Quickly front court, left wing, Hollenbeck. Bounce to Euler. Layup, good. Transition game works for St. Thomas More. Their lead is now 24, 37-13. And St. Thomas More commits a foul on the inbounds pass. Take Candlin with it, his first. 13th foul on the Cavaliers. Second seed, Stanley County is the 15th seed in the Sodak 16. And as Irving made a drive, a reach in by Will Green of St. Thomas More. That's his second. Team foul number four. Ethan Burnett back in for St. Thomas More. So is Matthew Larson. 3:21, third quarter. A night of frustration in their first ever Sodak 16 game for the Stanley County Buffaloes. By the way, back in on a push is called on Gavin Irving before the ball was inbounded as he pushed off Will Green. his second. Back in 2008, the last time Stanley County got a chance to play for a state tournament berth, of course, it was the district tournament. They lost to Chamberlain that night. Last state tournament appearance, 1997. They beat Chamberlain in the district final that year. The only other state tournament appearance for the bus, 78. Drive, right cross, counted with a foul, a layup by Euler. And St. Thomas More, through this game, has basically done what they wanted down low. Euler with eight. The foul is on Cormac Duffy, and that's his first. Euler with a three-point play, try missing. Brock Z pulls the rebound in for Stanley County, but it's all St. Thomas More, 39-13. 3 minutes left in the third, and Z is called for a travel. He dribbled, and the rocker stepped. The rocker brought the pivot foot off the floor. Z is out. Caden Heason is back in. Nathan Prince has played this entire second half with four fouls. Strand Scott is on the bench with four fouls for Stanley County. Left corner, a Green. This one's a three. He knocked it down. Will Green's second three of the game. He has 10 off the bench. 42-13, St. Thomas More. 2:36 left in the third quarter. Entry pass knocked out of bounds by Hollenbeck. I didn't think there'd be the possibility of a running clock, but we're close to it. With a 29-point St. Thomas Morley, Hollenbeck knocked it down, but it came right back for a baseline jumper that's off the rim by Duffy. Will Green with a rebound. He's doing a lot for this team. Lob in the baseline. Euler, nice catch. Then a lay-in over Cormac Duffy. And that's 10 for Euler. He's the third more player in double figures. And now it's a 31-point lead for St. Thomas More. 44-13, 2:10 in the third. Prince drop step on a crossover in the lane. The shot misses. That's just the story of Stanley County's night. Hollenbeck with a rebound. Down floor to Green. Dropped it, picked it back up. Prince there to guard him. Euler inside the arc on right wing. Up top to Matthew Larson. Again for Green. Right wing Euler, an 18-footer. That's off the rim and missing. He's in the rebound with 1:47 in the third quarter. And Hollenbeck again. Caleb knocks a pass out of bounds, and Brock Zeeves back in for Stanley County. Replacing Lathan Prince. 1:44 left in the third. A matter to save him, but now it's really doesn't matter with a 31-point lead for St. Thomas More. In the lane, a drive. Good! By Jason Titsy. Right of the lane with good little lean in. 44-15 St. Thomas More. Burnett with a bounce. Larson to Euler in the middle of the lane. Good passing there. Leads to a foul on Stanley County's Gavin Irving. That's his third. Well, Euler at the line, and we're seeing why this team has been so good all year. They're efficient. Free throw good by Euler. They play very difficult defense. Ricardo Garcia, by the way, comes in. Another senior for Stanley County. Caden Montana, the freshman, is in. Caden Heason and Gavin Irving to the bench. For all of these seven seniors, not the way they wanted to go out. But it is a 30-point St. Thomas More lead. Give them credit. They're a good basketball team. One more for Euler. Off the back rim and missing, and there's Ricardo Garcia bringing in the rebound to Cormac Duffy. And into the front court with a minute 20 left in the third. Stanley County in purple with the basket to your left. Watch it to the KGFX page. Nice steal. Euler then went off Titsy, and Ricardo Garcia picked it up. Nearly traveled. Titsy just now up in the back court. Left wing of three is off the rim by Duffy and then out of bounds to St. Thomas More with 1:03 left in the third quarter. And the official is reminding them it's a running clock at this point. Double A venue, so they're not used to that, although that's coming to Double A. Burnett with a turnaround in the lane. Good. He's a smooth player, Ethan Burnett. Up to six, 47-15 for St. Thomas More. 46 seconds left, third quarter. Here in Box Elder, and we're glad to have you with us. If you're a Stanley County fan, that's frustrating to hear this and watch it, we know. Here's a three. That's good for Titsy on the left wing. Jason's second of the game. 31 seconds, 47 to 18 for St. Thomas More. 8 points for Jason. Green left wing, and they tell him just don't put that shot up. Let's let this third quarter run down. It still has 21 seconds left. Burnett back at the point. Another dangerous St. Thomas More team will be tough to deal with next week at the B in Aberdeen. Again, we know that Potter County will be there. Here's a drive in the lane that's off the rim by Euler. Gained his own board and his foul with 3.4 left. Euler followed his own miss and got hacked by Caden Montana, the freshman's first. Euler has 7 points in this third quarter and 11 for the game, and the first of two here misses. And Potter County does make the B state tournament. My apologies. That's Class B, but again, what are they going to have to deal with in Class A? Well, Dakota Valley's ahead. We'll update you on scores as we get an opportunity. They both missed for Euler, and a heave from the backcourt after the Garcia rebound is off the glass. St. Thomas More, 8 minutes away from another state tournament appearance. In the Sodak 16, they lead Stanley County after three. 47-18 on the Wagner Auto score, but Wagner Auto is the one place to go. And we're back to Botts Elder in 1 minute. 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
At Avera Health Plans, we know your ag business is vital to South Dakota, and affordable health insurance is essential to running that business. As your health insurance partner, we'll help to lighten the load of managing these expenses in an uncertain market. We're dedicated to rural health care with extensive preventative care services that are good for communities. We'll work with you to create a plan that's both affordable and effective so your employees have the coverage they need when they need it. You don't have to wait. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in South Dakota. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Credit to the Stanley County students that made the long trip out here. They're keeping up their enthusiasm, but it's all St. Thomas More as the fourth quarter begins. 47-18, they lead. Make it 50-18 after a three is good. That's Will Green again. His third three of the game. He has 13 off the bench. He leads More in scoring. In fact, leads all scores. 50-18. Drive by Irving on the right baseline. No good, but Strand Scott follows and is fouled. Scott with good hustle on the blocks, playing with four fouls, but he draws this foul. Candlin and Cluley were both there, but it's Euler on whom the foul is called, his second and the 15th foul. Strand Scott nailed the first free throw for his first point of the game. Euler out. Cluley is back in. Aaron Nelson, I should say, was the other one there. He's into the game for St. Thomas More. Scott will shoot one more, and it's good again. Nothing but net on both for Strand. He and six other seniors, it appears, playing their final game as Buffaloes. 50-20 St. Thomas More, 7:20 to go. Against Sioux Valley, we know one team that's in the A next week at the Summit Arena at the Monument. Here's a pass that's too high for Cluley, and he was blasted to the floor by Strand Scott. In his last moment as a Buffalo basketball player, because he's just fouled out. Those are the Stanley County fans you hear. One improvement, Strand Scott, with the help of especially assistant Damon Hofcheeser and of Max Foltz. In his game, you know, the improvement started to come along late last season, but much better this year. But a frustrated Strand Scott at the end of the bench comes out, no doubt, for the last time, as this is a 30-point St. Thomas More lead. Caden Heason, another senior, is in for him. Ian Cluley has a couple of free throws here, and he hits the first. Coach of Sioux Valley is one in Class A. 51-20, St. Thomas More. Sioux Valley beat Hanson 64-34. Sioux Falls Christian, by the way, second free throw is good. Defending champs, they're the 12th seed. Well, they're leading the 5 seed T area late in the first half, 29-28. Left wing is Gavin Irving for a three for Stanley County that's missing. Lathan Prince, good job on the rebound, and he was pushed by Ethan Burnett. Top seed Dakota Valley leading Madison with 3 minutes left in the third, 49-36. Clark Willow Lake, the 13th seed, still on top of 4th seed Flandreau, 34-32 with 6 minutes to go in that game. And Lakota Tech trying to match what the girls did, making state in the second year of the program, leading Rapid City Christian, 5 minutes left in the first half, 21-14. Jumper by Prince from the left wing off the back of the rim and then over the top of the glass, and it's out of bounds to St. Thomas More with 6:10 to play, and again a running clock. Doesn't run when free throws happen, but in every other opportunity it does run since the lead got to 30 and is 32 now, in fact, for St. Thomas More. Little jostling away from the ball. Ian Cluley and Cormac Duffy battling. And Caden Heason, and he's the one who's called for the foul. Heason is. That's his first. And team foul number 7 means the bonus for St. Thomas More for the rest of this game with 5:48 left in it. Front end of the 1-1 misses. But Will Green's head get up. Came right to Lathan Prince, though. Right wing for a three by Lathan off the rim. Kate Candlin rebounds for Moore. Left wing to Ethan Burnett for a three that's coming. And good by Candlin. Sixth made three for St. Thomas More. First for Candle, and he has 14, and is 55-20 for Moore with 5:20 to play. And as Duffy came to the right corner, he was pushed. Okay, Candlin's third foul. That's the seventh on St. Thomas More, so it's the bonus for the rest of this game for Stanley County. Front end of the 1-1 is good by Cormac Duffy. Lee Neugebauer comes in for the first time for St. Thomas More. He's a sophomore, 6'3". And imagine we'll see Dave Hollenbeck go a little deeper into his bench as this fourth quarter moves along. 55-21 for St. Thomas More. Duffy missed the second. And Ian Cluley with a rebound for the More Cavaliers. It's going to be 14 state tournament qualifying and 19 seasons. Again, we're counting 2020. They were number one all year that year and unbeaten, but the state tournament, of course, was never played. That's when the pandemic hit. Burnett in the left corner for Green. Down low. Oh, great pass. No look to Cluley for a lay-in. 10 for Cluley, the fourth double-figure score for Moore. 57-21. They lead Stanley County with 4:37 left. This doesn't take away from what a good season it's been for the Buffaloes. Certainly didn't want it to end like this. But they got a little frustrated, and it got to them. Here is a drive by Prince. Oh, halfway down and out on a nice little finger roll, but didn't stay down. Cluley of the rebound, then through the outlet pass, too far for Burnett and out of bounds. And Stanley County will inbound. Clock continues to run. 4:15 to go. Here comes Leighton Spratt into the game for St. Thomas More. He's a junior, 6'2". And Ricardo Garcia is back in for Stanley County. So still, 5 seniors on the floor. One strand Scott is fouled out. Duffy with 3:52 left, right of the lane. Little floater didn't fall. And Spratt picked up the rebound for St. Thomas More. To Green. Boy, this guy does a lot. Left wing for Neugebauer. Into the corner for Ethan Burnett. 3:40 to play. For St. Thomas More, well, they'll have to head just right down the street next week to the Summit Arena at the Monument. That's where the Class A State Tournament will be starting a week from Thursday. Burnett on the left baseline. It's Aaron Nelson. Burnett in the right wing. Here's Green open with 8 in the shot clock. He hit it again. Will Green has four made threes tonight and 16 points. 60-21, St. Thomas More. And the scoreboard reflects how this game has gone. 3:05 left. An outstanding Cavalier team. Titsy works the dribble. Nearly lost it. Good job to keep it going, but it's deflected away by Lee Neugebauer and taken away by Leighton Spratt. Green down floor, Ethan Burnett. Fouled. With 2:47 to play. And it's on Lathan Prince. His fifth. Listen to the Stanley County fans again. Saluting one of the best players that this program has ever seen. And a big embrace from Max Foth. And I think there are tears in Lathan Prince's eyes as the reality has hit him. And a marvelous five-year basketball career at Stanley County has come to an end. Burnett missed the first free throw. What great memories he has given to Stanley County fans. Played as an eighth grader, but he started for 4 years. Burnett missed them both. Cormac Duffy with a rebound. And the pass is too far down floor and out of bounds. 2.5 minutes to play in this game. And the clock runs. Holden Griswold is another one to come into the game for St. Thomas More. Griswold is a 5'11 sophomore. And Chase Donnelly has also entered for the Cavaliers. Chase is another sophomore. He's 5'10. So these young players with postseason experience, and Peyton Young has also come in for the Moore Cavaliers. Good-looking team, going to be tough to deal with next week. Here is Neugebauer in the lane off the rim. And Cormac Duffy brings the rebound in for Stanley County with 1:45 to play. Grooving up top. And again, five seniors on the floor, two have fouled out, but you can imagine these five will be in for their last moments. He's on the way up, that missed after a good pass from Duffy, but it's Cormac who gained the rebound. Good job by him in the left corner. Now a three by Titsy, missed everything. But that was deflected by Holden Griswold. He tried to hold on to the rebound, but couldn't. Clock will keep running, down to 1:12 remaining. Spencer Johansson has come into the game for St. Thomas More now, a 6-foot sophomore. And Turner Thompson, a 6'5 sophomore. So everybody on the roster has gotten in for St. Thomas More, who leads by 39. 50 seconds to play. Duffy using a screen by Heese and hands it back to Caden. Garcia and Titsy. And Duffy on the floor. Five seniors for Stanley County. 9 on the shot clock. Good spin move, but it's short by Irving. And Peyton Young rebounds for St. Thomas More with 33 seconds to play. Donnelly, 2 more seconds on the game clock than on the shot clock. And head coach Dave Hollenbeck, boy, this is class here. He sees that Stanley County wants to bring in subs and bring the seniors off the floor, so he calls timeout. But it's only for a substitution. And again, the Stanley County fans, you hear them. As the remaining five seniors leave the floor. A great group, a 15-win season. It ends in frustration tonight, but Stanley County has shown themselves proud. 16 seconds left as it came to Peyton Young. Just passing the ball around the perimeter. Dave Hollenbeck may have told him, don't shoot it again. Shot clock and game clock are basically the same. 3 seconds and 2 and 1. And it's just going to run out. They'll let it run out. And the St. Thomas More Cavaliers, for the 14th time in 19 seasons, have qualified for the Class A state tournament, that looked most impressive in doing so. taking advantage of a frustrated Stanley County team. But St. Thomas More earned this victory tonight, no doubt about it. Our final score on the Lake Huron scoreboard here in Box Elder, Douglas High School, in the Sodak 16 and Class A boys, the St. Thomas More Cavaliers 60, the Stanley County Buffaloes 21. St. Thomas More improves to 20-2 with a victory. And with the loss, Stanley County, a superb season. It ends at 15 wins and 8 losses. Now stay tuned because our post game is coming up. We'll name our Bauman Lumber player of the game. We'll go over the final scoring. And one more time before we leave, go over all of the scores in Sodak 16 in Classes A and B tonight. Potter County, as we say, has made the Sodak 16 in Class B. But for Stanley County, their dream of a state tournament came to an end against a very, very good St. Thomas More team. We'll start our post game here in Box Elder in 3 minutes. This is Stanley County Sodak 16 basketball on 1060, 103.1 KGFX.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Attention all sports fans, get ready to show off your Peer Gov spirit. Hi, this is Amy Parsons with American Bank and Trust in Peer. Contact me to get your Governor's Spirit card today. Every time you make a purchase with your custom green and white debit card, American Bank and Trust will donate money back to the Peer School District. Spirit card funds have helped purchase items such as a climbing rock wall, transit bus passes, and wobble seats. American Bank and Trust, proud supporter of the Peer Governors and member FDIC.
The Stanley County Booster Club invites any and all adults wanting to show support for the students of Stanley County to join them. They support all student events and activities and meet the first Monday of each month at 6:30. They post the location on their Facebook page each month. Follow them for updates throughout the year and be sure to check out the SC Buff Gear site. A link is also on their Facebook page. The Stanley County Booster Club, proud to be SC.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Now is the time to lock in 2021 membership rates at Dunes Golf in Fort Pierre. That's right. Purchase your golf membership for the 2022 summer at 2021 rates when you pay with cash or check by March 15th. For more details, call Cullen at 605-222-3867 or go to golfdunes.com. 2022 rates will be announced March 15th. And how do you like to golf for free? Talk to Cullen about a part-time job as a golf attendant in the clubhouse. Dunes Golf, 1 mile north of Fort Pierre on Highway 1806.
It's a Stanley County Buffalo team that gave their fans a lot of thrills this season in a 15-win season. And with a group of seven seniors, they came in ready to take on a team with a lot of tradition, the St. Thomas More Cavaliers. But St. Thomas More was just too much. 60-21, they defeat Stanley County tonight in the Class A Sodak 16 action here in Box Elder at Douglas High School. An excellent Cavalier team goes to the state tournament at 20-2, and they are given their Sodak 16 trophy right here. Ethan Burnett has it handed to him and the rest of the team. in a nice little pile that jump up and down a little bit. But, hey, this is not their ultimate goal. They'll go to the Summit Arena at the Monument next week and be very, very tough with which to deal in the Class A state tournament. Final scoring for this game tonight, well, four double-figure scores for St. Thomas More. Will Green at 16 off the bench, and what a night he had. Will hit four three-pointers. Kate Candlin just short of his average, but another good night for Kate. He had 14. Jordan Euler scored 11, and Ian Cluley with 10. Ethan Burnett with 6. Caleb Hollenbeck with 3 for St. Thomas More. A lot of seniors playing their final games for Stanley County, and one of them, Jason Titsy, led the way with 8 points. Lathan Prince had 6, but a very frustrating night for Lathan, who had 4 first-half fouls. 3 for Cormac Duffy, a senior in his final game. 2 for Gavin Irving, another senior. Strand Scott, only 2. He got in foul trouble and eventually fouled out in his final game. And also Ricardo Garcia and Caden Heason playing their last games as Buffaloes tonight. And again, we say 7 seniors, and they wish it were 8. Evan Nordstrom really wished he could play basketball. He'll be ready for track and field. In fact, they've already started their practice, but you may remember that very difficult injury that Evan suffered in football season, a knee injury, and they wanted to hold him out of basketball so he could be ready. Of course, Evan is an excellent sprinter, and he'll be ready when track and field season begins at the end of this month. But for Buffalo basketball, and again, what happened tonight does not take away from a terrific season this team had, making it to this point for the first time since 2008. Most wins in quite a while for this program, but just one stretch in the first quarter really let the Buffs down, and St. Thomas More continued to build the lead as the game went along tonight. We have a Bauman Lumber player of the game today. Now, I think I know who that's going to be. We'll tell you about it when we return to Box Elder in 30 seconds after this here on KGFX from Bauman Lumber.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Yeah, I think it's got to go to Will Green. Boy, what a catalyst he is off the bench for St. Thomas More. A 16-point game for him tonight. Not only that with the 4 threes, but excellent defense, as this team does play excellent defense all around. But, boy, Green was the catalyst for them off the bench tonight. And Will Green of St. Thomas More, the junior, will have a T-shirt on his way to him as our Bauman Lumber player of the game. The ladder is under the bucket to our right, and the ritual, which of course began in the ACC tournament so long ago, of teams cutting down the nets after they win. Everett Case started that so many years ago at North Carolina State. Great high school coach in his day before becoming a great coach, and then the one whose idea was to have the ACC tournament, which of course is underway. Well, before we leave you tonight, let's again go over the scoreboards. Again, this is a Class A and B SODAC 16 boys night. In Class A, Dakota Valley, the top seed, still unbeaten, of course, and they're leading Madison 65-46 with 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter of that one. Flandreau, boy, they trailed a lot of that game, but the Flyers came back to defeat Clark Willow Lake, and Flandreau's on to state, winning 47-38. Sioux Falls Christian, the defending champs, just the 12th seed, but they're leading the 5th seed T area 44-33. Still 5 minutes left in the third quarter of that game. Groton area, the number 6 seed, leading the 11th seed Mount Vernon Plankin 22-18 with 2 minutes to play in the first half. Sioux Valley is on to the state tournament after they routed 10th seed Hanson. Not a surprise that Sioux Valley run was a surprise was that they won by 30 over the Beavers, 64-34. And Lakota Tech, as we started to say earlier, Lakota Tech's girls make the state tournament in just the second year of the program. The boys are trying to do the same thing. They are trailing right now at the half to Rapid City Christian. That final, or that score at halftime, is Rapid City Christian 28 and Lakota Tech 24. Now let's look at Class B. Several Central South Dakota teams trying to make it state, to state, and in fact, three of them have. Lower Brule makes it again. Sioux didn't have much problem with Viber Curley at the Chamberlain Armory, 77-53. It's on to state for Lower Brule again. White River's back at state. The Tigers over Harding County, 68-50 in a game in Kadoka. In Redfield, Potter County. Boy, team of Bryce Hall's playing superb basketball. They improved to 22-1. They routed Ethan 78-47 this evening. Didn't happen for the Lyman Raiders going against a good Aberdeen Christian Knights team tonight at Huron Arena. And Aberdeen Christian eliminates Cooper Garnas' team, 64-46. And another Central South Dakota team that tried for state and didn't make it, the Black Panthers of Platte Geddes, as they fell. Now, Platte Geddes, the 7 seed, fell to the 10 seed Wabe Summit by a score of 49-44. And Castlewood, the 9 seed, is to the state tournament after knocking off the 8 seed Burke, 61-39. A couple other games still in progress. 6 seed Freeman Academy Marion about to end the season for the Timberlake Panthers, 75-57. That game in Huron at James Valley Christian School, just a minute to play. And top seed DeSmet, as expected, having no problem at all with Chester area, the 16th seed. Those are Bulldogs, still unbeaten. Again, they're one of the teams to beat the St. Thomas More team. They're ahead of Chester area at the half by a score of 50-14. So our state tournament coverage from DRG Media Group goes this way. First, the White River girls, of course, they're going for back-to-back Class B state championships. And their first round game will be against Corsica Stickney, and that's Thursday afternoon, 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. Darren Boyle will be there and have that for you starting at 1:25. And we'll have the Tiger girls in the state tournament, of course, on Friday and Saturday on KPLO. And next week, well, plenty of coverage from the Big B in Aberdeen. Always a great scene at Barnett Arena. Again, we know Lower Brule will be there. We know White River will be there. That action will be on 94.5, 100.5 KPLO. And the Potter County Battlers there, too. And coverage of the Battlers next week on 100.7 KMLO. And we'll know all that schedule a little later this evening. So keep watching your favorite station page of the DRG News app and at drgnews.com. Well, before we leave tonight, I want to express my thanks again for the second straight year. It has just been absolutely wonderful to work with these people at Stanley County. And I'll again, as we did the other night, thank the outgoing. He's still got some work to do, but for the most part, our dealings with him are over officially. But too bad, because Bruce Brisi is one of the nicest guys around. Came out of retirement before the start of the 2021 school year and said, I will do this, but I'll do this for 2 years. And he's given them 2 good years. Bruce is going to retire. There'll be a new athletic director next season. Our thanks, great thanks again to Bruce Brisi. And to Maxville, just one of the neatest guys around, one of the easiest. I've done this a lot of years, and Max is one of the easiest coaches I've ever had the pleasure of working with. A tremendous help, not only in basketball season, but in football season also, and we'll look very forward to covering the Buffs in football again. And that may be our next high school sports coverage here on KGFX. As far as our next sports here on KGFX, I sure wish I could tell you definitely when the Minnesota Twins will play, but it's just a matter of the sides coming together and getting a deal done. It hasn't happened yet. Whenever it does, we'll have Twins baseball here on KGFX. And our thanks also first to Brian Menning. He made the trip out here, and the folks at Live Ticket for their cooperation all season. Brian, thank you very much. And thanks also to our studio coordinator, the very hardworking Trinity Pearson. One of our rookies of the year, a superb job, as it has been all season by Trinity Pearson. Oh, better tell you this before we move along. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, this is 1060 KGFX Pier, rebroadcasting on K276 GT 103.1 FM Fort Pier. You booze, you cruise, you lose. Stanley County, Sodak 16 Basketball on 1060 103.1 KGFX has been brought to you by Avera St. Mary's Hospital, Oahe Federal Credit Union, American Bank and Trust, Avera Orthopedics, Wagner Auto, the Stanley County Booster Club, Dunes Golf, Dakota Plains Federal Credit Union, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, Birding Electric, and Venture Communications. And these special in-game sponsors have brought you Stanley County Sodak 16 Basketball here on KGFX, Becky Potts of Estate Farm Insurance, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Montana Dakota Utilities, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Lynn's Dakota Martin, Fort Pier, Actegra, CHS River Plains, Bauman Lumber, and Wagner Auto. Another reminder from the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, think twice and slow down in case of ice. Thanks to Naomi Hatfield, the athletic director here at Douglas High School, and to all of those who have helped us out so much this season. Remember, state tournament coverage for the White River girls this week on KPLO, the White River and Lower Brule boys on KPLO next week, and the Potter County boys all from the Big B in Aberdeen. That's going to be quite a state tournament. I'm David Burrell. Stanley County in the Sodak 16 for the first time. A night of frustration, however, as an excellent St. Thomas More Cavalier team was just too much. The final score one more time here at Douglas High School, St. Thomas More 60, Stanley County 21. Thank you for listening this evening and all season long, and good night from Fox Elder.